Thank you for pushing that play button. I know that you want to be healthy. You want to feel good. You want to be inspired. And that's what we do on Which Way Is Life, your roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. I'm your host, Bill Klaproth, and two times a week, I bring you trendsetting doctors, fitness pros, life coaches, and other inspiring guests to help you find the life you want to live. Cold or not, we're bringing it to you. So hormones are on your mind. Well, we've got the guest for you today. We're going to get into the symptoms, the causes, and treatment for you to find relief from hormone imbalance. This is episode 54, and my guest today is Candace Birch. Candace is a hormone health expert and the founder of YourHormoneBalance.com, a national nonprofit dedicated to helping women achieve hormone balance naturally. Candace developed the Body in Balance program at Metabolic Research Institute, the first nationwide weight loss center to integrate hormone testing and assessment into their program as the missing link to weight loss. Candace, thank you for joining me today. I like to start the show with the one thing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, great. Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
I like to think about the phrase cultivate stillness, the idea of calming down, finding the off switch, and getting a little more sleep. I think, you know, learning how to slow down, calm down, find some stillness in your day so that you can get, you know, get a little more sleep in at night. Calming down throughout the day is really important.
I think how you put that, finding the off switch.
Yes.
You know, that is tough for us to do, many of us to do, because in this go, 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 fast-paced, hectic world we live in, you know, that sometimes that off switch is out of reach, it seems like.
Yeah, and I don't think people are choosing to turn off. You know, it's kind of this expectation that we are always on and that we are always available. And I remember when cell phones came in and you suddenly you're walking down the street and anybody can get you anywhere. You know, there's never a moment when you actually have alone time. So we have to bring that back into our lives. So I think we're operating at a frantic pace that's, you know, raising our cortisol levels to chronic highs that are constantly, you know, constantly high, and we can't calm down. Therefore, we can't sleep. And sleep is a big issue now. Big issue.
Yes, it is. So work on it. Find that off switch, and it will make your life better.
I think I think it's major.
Oh, yeah. So before we dig into your story, let us in on your personal life. What brings you joy when you're not saving the world?
Probably just being connecting with nature. I know that sounds kind of cliche, but that's another harder and harder thing to do. You know, I have a little ritual in the morning where I cultivate that stillness by just having my cup of tea. I lived in England for a long time and really respect that moment of a cuppa and staring into the distance, you know, just stretching my eyeballs and looking into whatever view I can find that isn't loaded with people and cars and buildings, just something that lets you look onto the horizon or into trees or mountains or whatever you can find that is a bit of nature that just calms the mind and relaxes you and focuses you for the day.
That's a nice way to start the morning. And I have a little bit of a cold, and I'm enjoying a little bit of tea myself right now.
Have a cuppa. That's good. Mm. Ginger tea is ginger tea. Fresh ginger tea is a cure for colds, that's for sure.
I like it. And, you know, that's very easy to do, sitting still for 5 minutes and collecting your thoughts.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to do, doesn't take a lot of time, and it costs you nothing. So
it costs you nothing, and it's a good way to start the day and focus your mind and your, just to sort of not think for a few minutes and have a still mind helps you clarify and gather your thoughts for the day ahead. It's really very helpful.
Again, find that off switch.
Yes.
All right. I quickly want to mention Which Way Is Life is brought to you by audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 Playa. Candace, you suffered from hormone imbalance. Briefly tell us your story and how you eventually found relief.
long story short, when I was about 48 years old, I started moving into the menopause. That's called perimenopause, when your hormones start going up and down and you're on the roller coaster years. So these are the women that start getting belly fat and really pass me the shotgun type of PMS, you know, bad mood epidemic. And so I was having a hot flash every 20 minutes and a mood swing in between. And at 48 years old, I had a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old because I started late in life. I spent a lot of time traveling and didn't think I wanted to have kids. So I was really getting depressed, gaining weight, and being scary to my children. And it was just this one day that I looked at my little Ryan, and I could tell she was scared of me. She was looking at me like, who's this woman? You know, mommy, I don't know you. And I just realized, wow, I've got to get a handle on this. And I knew it was my hormones, but I didn't know anything about, is there a test? How do I find out what, you know, just how out of whack am I? And so I found a book called What Your Doctor May Not Tell You About Menopause, which is still the Bible. I recommend anybody moving into those roller coaster years, read the book. And I found out there was such a thing as hormone imbalance, where your hormones can actually move into a state of imbalance. And, you know, it's a hidden hormone imbalances that actually give us a lot of symptoms that we don't know how to cope with and that can really sabotage our everyday life, our moods, our energy, our ability to be patient and focused and just to feel, you know, have energy to live our best life. So I was feeling pretty undermined, and reading that book, just remember tearing up and feeling, oh my God, he's talking to me. I'm so glad to know there's a reason for the way I feel and that I can do something about it.
So when you say hidden hormone imbalance, why is it hidden? There's so many outward signs.
Because I think people, you know, they may know that hot flashes are something linked to hormones, but there's so many other symptoms of hormone imbalance that people might think about thyroid, but they may, you know, if they're gaining weight and they can't lose, and that's pretty common as women get a little, or even younger women too are finding, you know, that stress hormones, being stressed all the time is causing them to have belly fat they can't budge. But they don't necessarily think about, does this have to do with a hormonal imbalance? You know, to what extent are specific hormones like estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, and cortisol, the master stress hormone, to what extent are those out of balance, and can I test them and find out if there's a reason why I can't get a handle on these symptoms? I mean, it's one thing to have symptoms that may feel hormonal, but it's another thing that when they go on and on and on and they start overlapping with a dozen other things that, you know, you don't necessarily relate to an imbalance, that it's just sort of, oh, I must have a thyroid issue, or I'm just a itchy, bitchy, sweaty, out of control woman here. So not hidden. I say hidden because you don't really know to what extent your hormones are off unless you actually test to find out. So
right.
People kind of walk around with, you know, they're walking around with imbalances that keep them from sleeping, that hardwire them to overeat and to have sugar cravings, that lower their libido, so that you're walking around feeling like, meh, I could live without it, you know, even though I'm madly attracted to my husband, I'd rather watch television tonight, that kind of thing.
So there's a list of symptoms on your website, and you just named a few of them, but there are many, many things that hormones cause in the body. I mean, mood swings, hot flashes, headaches, depression, anxiety, irritable moods, decreased libido, bleeding changes, heavy periods, tender breasts, sleep disturbances.
Yeah.
You were talking about sleep, weight gain in the waist, in the hips, foggy thinking. I mean, I'm just reading off a few of them. So there's a myriad of symptoms associated with hormone imbalance. And like you say, the key is understanding what is related to hormones, because some of these symptoms might be related to something else too.
Yeah. And, you know, many of them overlap. People, for instance, think when you're suffering from depression, you go to the doctor and you're usually given an antidepressant. Or if you're gaining weight and you're convinced that it's your thyroid issues, you go, it's thyroid, I'm gaining weight, I can't lose. You go to the doctor, you often will be given thyroid, and often you're put on thyroid for life. When, you know, here's an example of there's something called functional hypothyroidism, which refers to the fact that your thyroid is actually fine. The gland itself is healthy and it's functioning, but you've got all these symptoms of low thyroid. You're gaining weight, your hair is dry or falling out, your skin is thinning, you're cold all the time. You absolutely cannot lose weight. You feel sluggish, and really it's not your thyroid. Your thyroid is simply being inhibited in its ability to deliver its hormones to the cells that need it to rev up your metabolism and your energy and your libido and your thoughts and all that. What's happening is there's an imbalance of other hormones, hidden imbalances of estrogen and progesterone, specifically an imbalance called estrogen dominance that can actually act as a roadblock to thyroid hormones doing their job. But so many people end up with, oh, you got low thyroid symptoms, here's some thyroid medication, you're going to be on it for the next 25 years, and nobody ever found out that at the base of that was an imbalance of a simple estrogen dominance imbalance that could have been detected and corrected through a simple test.
So do doctors miss this because there is confusion? You were just telling us about hypothyroidism. There is confusion there. Do a lot of doctors miss this?
Well, I hear it every day. I've been doing this work for a long time. When I first, you know, I said I read that book, What Your Doctor May Not Tell You About Hormone Balance, and I actually called a lab called ZRT that was one of the first labs to start doing hormone testing. I called the founder of that lab and said, I'm a health educator. I have a master's in health ed. And I was always working in disease prevention and helping people stay healthy. But I called and said, but I'm bouncing off the walls with all these symptoms of imbalance. Can I work with you or study with you and learn about this? And I ended up being the director of education at this testing lab for, many years, over a decade, and have association with them, and found out that people in testing these symptoms were rife among the population at all ages, men, women, you know, not just people moving into menopause, but younger women as well, and younger men too. So the testing has shown us that this is really an epidemic, and doctors are getting on to it now. In 10, 15 years ago, when I first started, very few doctors tested for this. Now there's a whole movement. The future of medicine is really in functional medicine. The Institute of Functional Medicine, where many traditional doctors are now going back to courses and getting more information about how the body works and the causes, the fundamental causes of these kinds of things. And they're a little bit more hip to hormones, and that's a good thing. But there
hip
is still
to hormones, right?
There are still many, many women who I talk to who will say, you know, I've had this problem for years, let's say painful intercourse, and it's due to, you know, not having the right sort of balance of hormones, but no one can help me. No one has told me what I need to do. I hear every other day, I hear somebody still isn't sleeping or still has no libido, or, you know, just is irritable and impatient all the time, or anxious, lots of anxiety, lots of bad moods and you know, emotional upheaval that
right.
can very often be linked to just imbalances of cortisol stress hormones and all kinds of different things that show up in testing. So I think doctors are, yes, they're becoming, especially functional medicine doctors. You can go to the ifm.com and look them up and find somebody to work with in your area, hopefully, who will understand. But the average standard approach to medicine is still, you got this symptom, okay, here's this medication for it. Not let's look and see what's the cause, which I think is kind of a scandal because, you know, we do have tests for all kinds of things, but it's not routine to test people's hormone levels.
Right, right. I just want to let you know, Hip to Hormones, that was the name of my first band I was in.
Are you kidding?
Yes, I'm
kidding. Thought I made that up.
Yeah, that was the first band I was ever in high school, Hip to Hormones. It was really swinging. Let me tell you. Let me tell you, that was a swinging band I was in.
A mood swinging band, huh?
Woo! Look out! So it sounds like
great.
from what you're saying, all men and women are at risk for some sort of hormone imbalance as they age.
Oh yeah, yes, definitely. I mean, aging is inevitable. And so is the decline. So goes your hormones. They decline. But the point is, how fast do they decline? How steep is the decline? How rapidly are we aging? That is not inevitable. And we can support our hormonal balance throughout our lives and create a healthier health, what I like to call improve our health span. You know, the years of life that we feel good and full of energy and are actually healthy is really the most important thing. I think that with the stress of life, I'm seeing a lot of younger women and younger guys who are having issues that are hormonal. Women who, let's just take younger women. If you are in your 20s, 30s, and you've got one of this, the nonstop life, you're burning the candle at both ends, you're going to sleep when you die, you don't have time to eat, you're constantly working out, exercising, and running. I was just talking to a gal yesterday who's a producer at a movie studio in L.A., and she has this really high-stress job, and she teaches spin classes 3 times a week. And she has to take an anti-anxiety pill every morning of her life just to get through the day.
Oh. Not good.
And we tested her hormones, and they were way out of whack. And one of the issues with younger women is that constant stress disrupts ovulation. Also, lack of sleep disrupts ovulation. Being a vegan, not getting enough protein in your diet can disrupt ovulation. If ovulation is disrupted, you don't make hormones. You don't produce the right amount of hormone each cycle to get you going in the morning, to get you to sleep at night, and to help you take stress and stride throughout your day. Mm-hmm. And just that simple thing, women go, well, I get my period every month. Yeah, but maybe you're not ovulating. And in that case, you may not be making the proper proportion of hormones, and then you have this whole raft of symptoms. That's what I mean when I'm talking about hidden imbalances. These things can be going on, and we're walking around. We don't have a clue.
Right. It's integrated in so many areas of your life, and it affects so many things. You were just talking about testing. So in your work with men and women, how do you identify hormonal imbalance?
Traditionally, if a woman went to her doctor and said, I've got hot flashes and night sweats, the doctor would say, sounds like you're in your 40s. Okay, you're moving into menopause. Let's test your FSH. So that is a follicle stimulating hormone. That's a pituitary brain hormone. The brain is signaling the ovaries, saying, hey, make more hormone. She's getting hot flashes and night sweats, and she's bitchy all the time. So, you know, let's make some hormone, and yet the message is falling on deaf ears. So that FSH, because the ovaries are actually, they're getting older, they're packing up, they're stressed, they're not ovulating for you. So the message falls on deaf ears, the FSH level stays high, and the doctor says, oh, you're in menopause. Here's some Premarin or some synthetic hormone, which is what women were on for years and years mm-hmm. until it was shown in 2003 how dangerous synthetic HRT is. So now there's a test that you can do that is so much better and so much more accurate, which is looking at hormone levels that are actually at work in what they call the target tissues of the body. And you do that test in saliva. You can do it in blood, but saliva is really the gold standard for measuring stress hormones because you want to measure morning, noon, evening, night. So you collect your You just collect saliva in a little, in four little tubes over the course of one day. And in that test, we can test levels of active hormones, not the hormones that are in the bloodstream, which is more of a reservoir. We're looking at the percentage of hormone that has left the bloodstream and is moving into the tissues of the body where they do their work in the cells of the body. They often talk about a hormone being like a key that opens the lock to a cell, and it goes into that cell and flips all the master switches that govern our emotions and our physical health and our mental health as well. So in that test, we are capturing hormone that is about to do its job, and that hormone level can tell us how high is it, how low is it in balance, is it way out of balance, and the extent to which our hormone levels are out of balance is very much linked to the extent to which we are feeling out of balance emotionally, physically, and mentally.
So through a saliva test, you find out active hormones, you understand that, so you get a complete picture of the person, and then where do you go from there? You design an action plan, like a personal action plan for that person?
Yeah, I use a lab called IUMetrics. They provide a test that gives you the breakdown of all these basically the hormones. I like to look at is the big picture, the estrogen and progesterone and the ratio between them. Those are the two hormones that govern the menstrual cycle and the reproductive cycle that have a lot to do with our, you know, with heart health and mental health and everything else. And by the way, men have all the same hormones as women, just in different amounts. So the test will look at all those levels, tell us to what extent they're in or out of balance, provide us with a breakdown of this is low and this is linked to these symptoms that you reported. Every test requisition form in the kit asks you to list your symptoms and to what degree you consider them mild, moderate, or severe. Then the test report will link your levels, your tested hormone levels, back to the symptoms you're reporting. So that part right away is like, okay, now I have some clue as to why, even though I'm trying to eat right and exercise and get enough sleep, I'm still gaining weight, or I'm still moody and irritable with all the people that I love most in all the world. So it gives you that assurance that there's actually a fundamental reason why this may be going on. And then, yes, what I do is I talk to people about their test report. I provide the test kit. I then get the results. We talk about it on the telephone. We talk for an hour and go through the results together. And my job as a health educator is to help people understand, what does estrogen do? What does progesterone do? Why, if these two hormones are out of balance, does it cause you to feel like this? And then we provide an action plan that has everything to do with natural ways to rebalance your hormones. And that can be anything from certain supplements and herbs and tinctures and how to improve sleep hygiene, all the way to possibly having to use a natural bioidentical hormone, which has to be prescribed by a doctor. So I can refer people to an MD that can do that, or an ND or a nurse practitioner who can actually prescribe a natural bioidentical hormone.
So you were talking about the saliva test, and you are available for consultation. Now, most of my listeners, I would imagine, are under the care of a doctor. What should they be asking for when they see their physician?
Well, as I said, a lot of functional medicine physicians are already doing the saliva testing. It's so important because, you know, saliva is non-invasive, so you're not using needles also, which can totally skew test results. So ask for a saliva test of, a hormone saliva test. It's usually in a home. The kit that I provide is a home test kit, and most of them are, because you need to test the first thing in the morning when you wake up, within an hour, half hour of waking, then again at noon, in the evening. This is always apart from food and drink, so a couple hours, like before lunch, before dinner, and then again at bedtime. So it's a home test kit. You collect your saliva, you write down your collection times, you know, as I said, document all your symptoms, and then it gets sent into a lab, into the lab for processing, and the results usually take 5 to 7 days. So there are many doctors that have these tests. There are people like me that provide the tests, and then my job is to educate people about the meaning of the test. What does this all mean? Because, you know, most people get a lab test back and they just don't understand what the numbers mean and how it relates to what they're experiencing. And people need to talk. They need to talk about what they're going through. And so that's my role. And if they, you know, so I can work back and forth with doctors who, you know, the average doctor maybe has 5 or 10 minutes to spend with someone. So to have an actual hour to go through, you know, the meaning of all of this. These are test results with meaning. These are test results that can actually, the information in them is shedding light into your internal milieu, and then we can take steps to actually rebalance and get you to a place where you're back in balance and you're feeling more like yourself again.
And that just makes common sense right there, rebalancing yourself. Well, coming up, we're going to have a code for, if you want to work with Candace, coming up, we're going to have a code for you if you want to work with Candace. But before we do that, we've got the high five coming up. And if I could ask a quick favor after the interview with Candace, if you could go over to your iTunes account, find my podcast, Which Way Is Life, click on the ratings and reviews tab and give us a rating and review. We would really appreciate it. That helps us gain a wider audience and it gives us a chance to help more people, which this podcast is all about. The High Five with Candace is next. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way Is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way Is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/Which Way Is Life for your free audio book. Time for the high five with my guest today, Candace Birch. Candace, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, good. Question number one, why was it important for you to dedicate your life to hormone health education?
Oh, just because, you know, I feel like we can't change what we don't understand. And so the understanding is all, so that we can make a change in our lives to feel better. We're here to, you know, enjoy life and to help other people enjoy their lives. And if we're dragging around, It's we're not making the most of things. So it's information you can use to change the way you feel. This is life-changing information, and it's hard to not, you know, it's hard to not talk about it if you've got the knowledge. So it's my job to talk about it. Talk it up.
Talk it up. Knowledge is power. Educate yourself. Very good.
Yeah.
Question number two. This podcast, I want people to walk away inspired after they listen to these podcasts. Tell me about someone or something that inspires you today.
Someone or something that inspires. There's so many people that inspire me. Who is inspiring me lately? I was just reading a book about Candace Pert, who was the Molecules of Emotion. She's the person that actually identified the opioid receptor, the receptor in the brain that can be stimulated by certain, you know, substances to make a difference. And she was one of the beginning people that found the lock and key approach to hormone balance. So, and she had a hard life and worked at MIT with all men and was, you know, not respected. So that sort of woman, Candace Pert, the kind of people that keep doing the study and the keep doing the work and sharing the knowledge so it changes the rest of our lives. And I think, you know, as a woman, we women have to work a little bit harder sometimes to get the word out there. But I'm inspired by many of those sorts of women.
And those people are very inspiring. And we'll put a link to her and that book on the show notes page at radiomd.com, Molecules of Emotion.
Yes.
Question number three, when people find out what you do, what's the first question they usually ask you?
They usually ask me, why didn't my doctor tell me anything about this?
Right. Again, back to that education and learning and understanding again.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. Well, it's good that we have people like you that are there to explain it to us, and we thank you for that. All right, question number four. Do you have a favorite quote you can share with us?
One that comes to mind is, we turn not older with the years, but newer every day. Emily Dickinson.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. And there's another one I like by Henry David Thoreau. He talks about you can build your castles in the air. That's where you want them to be. Now put the foundations under them. Hmm. And that always, to me, rings true about, you know, the fundamental, relating that to hormones. The hormones are so fundamental. They are so much the foundation of our good health and our good mood and our good energy. And so we've got to pay attention to this aspect of our health and be aware.
Well, that's a great quote for that and speaks right to it. And
yeah.
We will list both of those quotes on the show notes page at radiomd.com. Last question, question number five. Candace, finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is?
That I need to be in balance to be myself. I life isn't good if I'm out of balance.
And
to recognize when I am.
And that holds true for so many of us. And that's important, too, to understand when you're not in balance and to take the steps to get back in balance.
Yeah, to know the symptoms, to know not to accept that this is me. I think that's an important point. People begin to become their symptoms. I'm tired all the time. I'm always, I never have energy for that. I've never been a good sleeper, or I'm freezing. People just start to accept that that's who they are and that's how they're going to feel and that's how it always is and that's how it always is going to be. And that's where awareness and knowledge and understanding comes in to change that picture.
Great perspective. People become their symptoms when they aren't that person at all.
Right.
Really good perspective, and thank you for sharing that with us. Really important. Well, Candace, thank you for your time today. How can we connect with you? And I know you have an offer for my listeners, so tell us about that.
Well, I have found that if I offer, I'd love to offer your listeners a free little consult, what I call a mini consult. If you email me and use the code word Bill,
yes,
I will send you a symptom checklist that I would like you to fill out, send back to me, and then you can go to my website, yourhormonebalance.com, check me out there, of course, and then schedule a mini consult. And it's fun because we'll talk on the phone for half an hour about your symptoms and what you're going through. The phone is kind of fun. It's like confession. It's private, so people, right. We start out talking about, I'm fine, and then by the end they're saying, but I can't sleep, and I love my husband, but I don't feel like, having sex, and people start revealing things. And so this 30-minute consult is a way to size up what symptoms you're suffering from that may well be an imbalance that you didn't know you had, and then, you can get a handle. I can sort of put you in the right direction if you want to get a test kit. If you don't want to get a test kit and just do some other lifestyle changes, I can help in that regard. But I want to offer that as a fun 30-minute talk. It's fun, it's enlightening, and I really enjoy it, and I think most of the people I talk to do as well. So just email me at CandaceBeWell@gmail.com. CandaceBeWell@gmail.com, and say, I want your free mini consult. And I listen to the show to Which Way Is Life, and Bill is the code.
I love it. That's great. And thank you for that generous offer, the free mini consult. Give Candace the code Bill from Which Way Is Life. And you'll hop on the phone and you'll have that fun discussion. And I know you're going to help a lot of people. So thank you so much for that. And we will put Candace's email up on the website again. So if you didn't have a chance to write that down, you can find it right there. But CandaceBeWell@gmail.com. Candace,
right.
Thank you so much for your time today. And I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes as we end the show today, which is, remember to enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Candace, thank you again.
I love it. Oh, I'm very, my pleasure. Thank you so much, Bill. That was fun.
So cool. Love talking with Candace. A lot of information there. And you know what? Knowledge is power. Educate yourself. What you think might be something else might be a hormone imbalance. So use that code. Get in touch with Candace. Talk to her. I bet you're going to make your life better. And that's what this podcast is all about. And thank you so much for listening. Remember to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at RadioMD.com. And please take 30 seconds. If you enjoyed what you're hearing today, do me a favor. Just go to your iTunes page. Go to the Ratings and Reviews tab. Click on it. Give me a rating. Give me a review. That helps me reach more people. And that's what this podcast is all about. And thank you for putting up with me today in my cold. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com. Award-winning health podcasts. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter. Please follow me there and on Facebook as well. You can also check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all my episodes. Thanks for listening and stay well.